Yes, sir. What is your name, sir?
My name's Gabriel Matos.
It's me.
Mr. Matos, the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, we'll be conducting your hearing, sir, so just hold on.
Mr. Matos, can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Just one second. Okay, sir, can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Gabriel Bartolomeo Matos, 198-412.
Thank you, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, evening.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the three alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on December 1st, 2017. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm here by myself, sir.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on the teleconference screen, to my far left at the end of the bench is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. After him is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for your hearing. And to my right is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Resby. And he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Matos and Mr. Resby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes,
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Matos, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be determined if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding whether your supervision should be continued or revoked. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I will now read from the warrant. According to the warrant of arrest, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal razor company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven is demonstrated by providing a urine specimen that was adulterated by dilution and unsuitable for testing on or about October 23rd, 2017, for the task lab report dated October 24th, 2017. Mr. Matos, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Allegation number two, violation of condition number seven, is demonstrated by providing a urine specimen that was adulterated by dilution and unsuitable for testing on or about October 24th, 2017, for the task lab report dated October 25th, 2017. Mr. Matos, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you. The final allegation number three, violation of condition number seven, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about October 26, 2017, for the task LCMS lab report dated November 13, 2017. Mr. Matos, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Matos's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed into criminal ways or company, in particular with reference to his use of methamphetamine.
Second.
Agreed.
Just one second, Mr. Matos, and we will continue with the second phase of your hearing. Okay, sir, we're going to move on to the second phase of the hearing. During this phase, we will determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Wesby, our Community Corrections Officer, is going to give us additional background information. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you momentarily for questions. Mr. Wesby.
On October 13, 2017, Mr. Matus was released from DOC. He was arrested November 1st, 2017 by DOC staff, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody November 1st, 2017 with a projected CCD of May 16th, 2018, zero abscondes. His current conviction, 2014, armed robbery, 4.5 years. Prior convictions, 2005, aggravated harassment, 1 year. 2005, aggravated robbery, 3.5 years. 2005, aggravated assault, 1 year. This is his second term in DOC, CUIR score 4.4, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 3. Gang information notes, he's a member of the Westside Guadalupe Criminal Street Gang. He has a prior term of supervision in 2007, TIS release completion 6 months. His disciplinary is moderate, with drugs and weapons noted. He has no other arrest on record. His community risk score is a G6B7.
Thank you, Mr. Wesby. Back to you, Mr. Matus. I'm going to review your case supervision summary. It looks like that you're released from the Department of Corrections with approved placement. It was decided you'd reside with your brother, Chris Matus, at 9662 South Calle Maui, Guadalupe, Arizona. You failed to provide any additional addresses for investigation prior to being returned to custody. Did you work at all when you were outside of the correction system, sir?
I needed to play with my friend, but I was waiting for my surgery to get down on my side because I got a bump on my side, and that was going to be on November 8th. I had my surgery scheduled for November 8th, but I was incarcerated before that.
And what was your health problem, sir?
I got a bump on my side that they need to remove.
Okay. Programming notes, you referred to the task Color of the Day program. You're responsible for 3 testable samples. 2 were diluted, 1 was positive for methamphetamine, which is clearly stated on your warrant. Looks like you were sanctioned by your SPO. Your question regarding the last time you ingested any alcohol or substances. You initially denied ingesting any illicit substances, medications, or alcohol. On further questioning, you stated you asked your cousin for some Tylenol. And then you stated your cousin disclosed on him on October 23rd, 2017, tablets given to you are actually Percocet. Regarding dilution, you stated you drink a lot of water because you're looking for a job. Just 1 second, because there's quite a bit of sanction notes. And I think it pretty much ends with you being directed not to ingest any medications which were not prescribed, sanctioned for at least 90 days to increase UA testing, increase contacts, CHC counseling, and advise that any additional violations would result in increased sanctions. So it looks like the majority of your problems while you were in community supervision were related to either your analysis or drugs. Did you have an ongoing problem with drug abuse, especially with methamphetamine?
No, the reason I had relapsed is because I was going to see my daughter try to commit suicide, and you know, the day that she came out of the hospital, she told me that we should just let her die instead of us helping her, but that just messed me all up, and I know it was the wrong thing to do to go and relapse and everything, but I didn't know how to deal with that when, like, my kid tells me, you know, I've been in prison and been out of their lives, but as soon as they let me back into their lives, I see everything happening, and Once he told me that we should have just let her die, that really just messed me up, you know, and I know it was the wrong thing to do, I know I made a mistake, and, you know, I just hope you guys can find it in the heart to help me out, to get back out there and show my kids that I really do want to be a father to them. But that's the reason that I realized is just that I just didn't know how to deal with it. I know it was the wrong thing to do, and, you know, I regret the day that I did that.
Well, please accept our best wishes for your daughter. I recognize that's very tragic. She did survive her attempt?
Yes.
Why did you find relief in methamphetamine?
I just I had too much stuff thinking about my family and what had just happened. I don't know, it was a little stupid, it was the wrong thing to do, excuse my language, but I just didn't know how to cope with it. I don't know why I felt that relief and then it went away, so I didn't even know why I did it. I just lost it. But my intentions weren't to go back to criminal ways or anything like that. I just wanted to get away for a while, and then everything happened, and I ended up back in here, so it wasn't even worth, you know what I mean? Nothing. And now I'm away from my kids, and I can't even see, I can't even talk to her. But
I'm sorry to hear that, and again, that's tragic that your daughter went through that. Did you have a history with methamphetamine before you went into prison or during your time inside?
No, that was methamphetamine.
Other drugs, sir?
Yes, I used to use heroin.
And how long have you been clean from heroin, sir?
I've been clean ever since I came down, to prison from when I got arrested back in 2013. I've never tested before, ever again.
Let me ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you.
I don't.
Okay, Mr. Matus, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. This is your hearing. Is there anything else you would like to share with the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat yourself, but is there anything else you'd like to share?
No, that's about it. You know, I just hope you guys can find it in your guys' heart to give you a chance to get out there. That's it. That's all I got to say.
Well, thank you, Mr. Matus. The board is going into discussion now. It may sound like we're having a discussion with you, especially because you can see and hear us, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, Mr. Matus.
Thank you.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, we've all heard Mr. Matus's statements and testimony, if you will. It's very tragic that he had to deal with a daughter that was suicidal. I can imagine that would be a shock to anybody's sensibility. Unfortunately, he had some problems with his urinalysis. He admitted openly that he provided two diluted or unsuitable samples and then relapsed into use of methamphetamine. There's also reference to whether or not it was intentional or not the use of Percocet, which is a narcotic. He has a past issue with heroin. Again, I'm glad that that he didn't relapse into full-on heroin abuse, but abusing amphetamine or methamphetamine is of equal danger. As we all know, they're both equally addictive and pretty dangerous drugs. Right now, I'm not seeing Mr. Matus as a suitable candidate for returning him to community supervision, but it should be noted that he has virtually about a little more than 4 months left of his flat sentence before he'll be released to his own wishes, and it might be best, probably the remainder of his time might be best served with him putting together a plan to return to the community. But I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues.
Agree.
Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided in warrant number 2017W3697. Our discussion with Mr. Matus, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapse or is about to lapse in a criminal laser company, especially considering his relapse with the use of methamphetamine, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Matus. Your supervision has been revoked and will be released on or about May 16, 2018. I recognize that may sound like a long time away. It is a little more than 4 months, and we highly suggest that you take advantage of the remainder of your sentence to pursue any programming that's available to you in the Department of Corrections or any like AA or NA classes that are available, and put together a plan for your safe return to the community. We recognize that you've been through a tough situation with your daughter. We certainly feel for you, but we also have to make decisions in the interest of public safety, and hopefully you'll come back to the community with a firm commitment to stay off of drugs or any activities to feed bad drug habits. We would like to see you succeed when you return to the community in May. The hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we'd appreciate it if you give the phone back to your CO3. Thank you for your time, Mr. Matus.
Thank you guys for the time. Have a nice day.
Thank you too, sir.
Bye.